Good morning, everyone. This is Mike Griffin live from the beautiful River City Mall on this Friday morning. This wonderful, wonderful Friday morning. And as you may have guessed, the talk show has been moved back. It's now coming your way now at 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock will be the new time for the Wacky Official Radio Talk Show. And since it is 2 o'clock, it is time. Indeed, this is the Wacky Talk Show. Well, a few little items here. In the 1977, the new Guinness Book of World Records to come out soon, the Rolling Stones have been declared the world's loudest rock band, beating out Deep Purple, who held the title last year. The Rolling Stones, since this is a rock and roll station, we have to announce that. The Rolling Stones are the world's loudest rock band. In other news, Bob Dole, Republican vice presidential nominee, and Nelson Rockefeller, the Republican vice president, were campaigning today, and they were running into some crowds that were jeering them. They were going, boo! Well, the highlight was when Nelson Rockefeller returned an obscene gesture, made the news all over the country. You might have seen it tonight at 6:30 or 6 o'clock, depending on which news you watch. And if you watch the 6 o'clock news, that is Harry Reasoner's newscast, soon you will notice the face of Barbara Walters. Barbara's going to be on there. $1 million a year. That comes your way soon. Along with the new television season, of course. And there's all kinds of exciting things lined up for the new television season. I was watching Streets of San Francisco tonight. And I noticed this was a rerun, but John Davidson was on there as a female impersonator. Surprising. Surprising to see that kind of thing on TV. Now, Michael Douglas, who plays Detective Steve Keller, is going to be leaving the program when the new season starts. And in the very first episode, he's going to get killed. He'll live his last days. That's the way they said it tonight on the announcement. They said, see Detective Steve Keller live his last days in 2 weeks on the streets of San Francisco. And I wonder if Carl Malden's going to cry. I wonder what that would be like if Carl Malden actually cried on TV. Now, tonight, this female impersonator had Steve Keller, Michael Douglas, down, about ready to stab him with a hat pin. And, of course, Carl Malden, Mike Stone, was elsewhere. You see, but if Steve Keller had called out, of course, he would have come running. But he was being manly. He did not call out. And the guy almost killed him. This female impersonator almost killed him. Luckily, Mike Stone, Carl Malden, came into the room just in the nick of the time and slugged the guy. Otherwise, this could have been his last episode, the one tonight. Actually, there were two tonight. They showed two episodes for some reason. Well, anyway, that's exciting. One other thing I'd like to remind you about is Monday. That's the 20th of Monday coming up. The Kentucky Hypnosis Association will hold their monthly meeting. 8 o'clock, Unity Temple, Brook and College Streets. And if you're interested in hypnosis at all, look into my eyes. Even any kind of remote interest, if you just want to see a demonstration of it, I'm not sure what's on their agenda for their program, but it's free and open to anybody who wants to come. Unity Temple, Brook and College Streets at 8 o'clock. And I'm sure you'll find it worthwhile if you're interested. Now, what's in store for us on TV? Well, it just so happens that I have a TV guide here with the new fall programs previewed right here in the magazine. And I see that Saturday, 8 o'clock on Channel 32, Holmes and Yoko follow... Pardon me, that's Holmes and Yo-Yo. That's the one with the robot played by Sergeant Inlow from Macmillan and Wife. You notice I have these facts down. Followed by Mr. T and Tina. Now, Mr. T is a Japanese person who is retired, and he hires this American girl to take care of his kids, and she gets into more trouble than they do. It's terrible. Then our favorite show, Starsky and Hutch, comes on at 9, followed by Most Wanted, which is the one with Elliot Ness, that is Robert Stack in it, who is the relentless leader of an elite law enforcement task force who only goes after the most wanted criminals. It's exciting. Now on Channel 11, they'll remain the Jeffersons and Doc, followed by Mary Tyler Moore, Bob Newhart, and Carol Burnett. That's as it has been. On Channel 3, Emergency's back. Now there's a show for you. Oh, what a great show that is. Followed by Saturday Night at the Movies. That should be exciting. Sunday night, the new shows are Cause, coming on at 7 o'clock on Channel 32, that's ABC. And then on CBS, at 10 o'clock, a new show comes on, Della Vecchio. I don't know if that's the way it's pronounced, but he's a cop with a law degree, except he hasn't had time to go down and take his bar examination. So he's not really technically a lawyer, but he does have a law degree, and he does everything by the book. And he says to, in the first episode, he says to a gunman that he has cornered, "You even blink, funny fella, and your parts will be all over the sidewalk." That's the kind of lingo you can look forward to in that. And then on NBC, opposite that, at 9:30, The Big Event. Now, that promises to be something that may have some merit. The Big Event, they're going to be showing things like Earthquake, blockbuster movies like Earthquake, Gone with the Wind. They'll show a four-hour celebration of a half-century of NBC broadcasting called The First 50 Years, filmed adaptation of the book Sybil, the book's Money Changer, concert starring Diana Ross, among others, documentaries as a search for the Loch Ness Monster. You think he wants to be found? Life Goes to the Movies, and a new adaptation of Peter Pan, among other things. Well, that's just a few of the programs that will be coming on TV in just a couple of weeks. And I was wondering what you thought about television, about the old shows and the new shows. For example, did you know that they're putting the new Captain and Tennille show that everyone's been waiting to see because of Tony Tennille on against Little House on the Prairie on Monday night? So, if you don't get your morality lesson by watching Little House on the Prairie, you've got your choice of lust on the other channel. And, of course, Rhoda and Phyllis will be on CBS while that's going on. So, what do you think? Do you think the TV stations and networks are going to do it to us again? Well, we'll talk about that and maybe some other things at 583-8803 and 589-WAKY, the magic numbers. 583-8803 and 589-WAKY. Now, see, if I don't get my singing in on this program, people complain. 3 weeks ago, I didn't do the singing, and we had a whole basket full of mail saying, why didn't he do it? Why didn't he go 583-8803? Why didn't he do that? A whole basket full of mail. So, I don't like to get that kind of mail. There's some obscene things in there. Terrible things. Speaking of which, no, we better not speak of things like that. But I think it's terrible. It's terrible that Steve Keller, Michael Douglas, is going to get killed off on the streets of San Francisco. Now, with a name like Michael, the guy's got to have something going for him. Michael, you know what that means? That means godlike. I looked it up. I looked it up in the name book. It says godlike. Now, of course, Griffin, when you go, Douglas is not a bad name, but when you go Griffin, Michael's my first name. That's why it's so good a name. When you go Griffin, of course, well, I've got to tell you this. When I was growing up, people kidded me. They called me shoe polish. Isn't that disgusting? That's despicable. 583-8803, 589-WAKY. Hello.
How's it going, Mike?
It's going good.
This is the Handicapper.
The Handicapper.
Well,
what do you think of the new shows on TV?
Well, it's still a little tough today to say because we haven't seen
them. We haven't seen them, but how do they look like Ba-Ba Black Sheep?
Well,
with Robert Conrad.
That's about the only show I haven't seen any previews on.
Oh, they've been on. I can't believe you haven't seen them.
I haven't. Well, I did see that Quest tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see? No, you didn't see Quest. Do you remember Quest, though?
Quest.
That's where the two brothers are looking for the long-lost sister.
Well, that sounds exciting. That's like the Guns of Will Sonnet, only they've rewritten the script.
That's probably what they've done, but they do that all the time.
Now, what do you think about putting the Captain and Tennille opposite Little House on the Prairie?
Well, personally, I do not care for Little House on the Prairie, so it will not shatter my heart. But I will watch the Captain and Tennille. I mean, you know, Tony Tennille.
Yes, and of course they have their Monday Night Football on.
Gotta watch Monday Night Football.
Why?
Why?
I think people who watch football are disgusting.
Well,
that's... Bunch of violent, violent people.
You know, a lot of people say that about radio people, you know.
Well, it's true about radio people, but people who watch TV should be nice, docile, and friendly people. They shouldn't watch this disgusting football.
What's wrong with football? That's the all-American sport. That's the American game.
What happened to baseball?
Baseball? It's now football. Baseball was in the 1930s and 40s.
Wait till the World Series comes on. Then say that.
I'll still say it, because then you have to just wait till the football Super Bowl comes on, it's just the last legs.
Well, I know where you are.
Where am I?
Don't run down baseball as being back in the good old days, because you yourself are back in the horse and buggy days.
Well,
you handicapper.
I can't help that. It was something to do with birth, I think. I'm a defect or something.
Well, that's true.
It's true.
That's true. Have you seen any good shows that you like on television? Ever?
Ever? You mean like my all-time favorite show or nowadays playing type show?
Any time throughout history.
Throughout history. I used to like Car 54, How Are You?
Yes, but Where Are You?
Where Are You? But they took that off because it was, what's it, demeaning the police officers or what's that?
Do you remember the Car 54 joke?
No.
Well, it's not about Car 54 necessarily, but it can be about any car. This was back when police cars were black and white.
Yeah.
The question was, what's black and white with a cherry on top and two nuts inside?
Car 54, where are you?
Well, the answer was a police car. But since Car 54 was like that, we'll say Car 54.
Oh, that sounds better. And I think $6 Million Man is all right.
I can't believe they put that trash back on.
Not only that, but they got the return of Bigfoot coming.
And the Bionic Woman.
Trionic Woman. It's not, you got to call her Trionic Woman.
And the worst trash of all in the Family.
Oh, I used to love All in the Family.
This is, I'm committing sacrilege here on the radio. Because people, I've got to get them mad so they'll call. See, I've got open lines now. I've got to make people mad. I've got to offend their taste in TV viewing to get them to call.
Well, All in the Family, when it used to be that half-hour situation comedy, it was great. But now it's like a continuing series. You know, like Life with Archie Bunker, whatever. And I can't stand it. I can't stand it. Yep. Then again, there's Star Trek. Isn't that everybody's all-time favorite?
Yes, but people get tired of it when it's on all the time.
True. That's why it's only on once a week now.
Then, of course, Gemini Man coming up, where the guy is invisible.
Well, that's the same people. You know what you're going to have on Gemini Man?
What?
You're going to have the old $6 Million Man script written up into Gemini Man.
You're probably right.
Well, didn't you ever... There's one or two episodes of The Bionic Woman and The $6 Million Man that are exactly alike, except one has The Bionic Woman, the other has The $6 Million Man.
Figures. Well, I've got a joke for you.
A joke?
Yes. An old man answered his telephone, and the voice on the other end says, he said to the person on the other end, "I believe you have the wrong number," said the old gentleman into the phone. "You'll have to call the Weather Bureau for that information." And then his young wife asked, "Who was that on the phone?" And the old man replied to her, "Some guy wanting to know if the coast was clear." Isn't that a good joke?
That's an all right.
And where else could you get it except on this program? Probably from the complete book of Playboy party jokes.
Probably where you could get it from.
That's probably true.
I wonder if the coast was clear that day.
Don't know.
Well, it's a question we'll never find out. But I think the new fall schedule overall looks all right.
Oh, handicapper, I thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Have a good morning. 583-8803 and 589-WAKY. Come on. Now, you've got to put up with me doing a monologue if you don't call. This is the new time for the Wacky Talk Show. See, everybody's waiting until 3 o'clock to dial their phone. Happens every time. 583-8803, 589-WAKY.
Butch, Godfather, we'll see you next.
Oh, boy, I'm so nervous. Tell me what to do again. I don't want to mess it up, you know?
All right. When your name is called, you enter the room.
Yeah.
Kiss Godfather's ring.
Kiss the Godfather's ring.
Bend from the waist.
From the waist.
Then say, "Godfather, I am your servant."
"Godfather, I am your servant."
All right. Now you kiss his right cheek.
Yeah.
Kiss his left cheek.
Yeah.
Embrace him.
Yeah.
Whisper your favor in his ear.
Right.
Bend from the waist again.
Right.
Then say, "Open your generosity to me so my fear may fly away."
Right.
Then step to the rear. Now you got it?
I think so. I enter the room,
yeah.
Then I kiss the Godfather's ring, bend his servant at the waist, then I whisper in his right cheek, "I feel your fly is open." Then I bend his left cheek and kiss his rear generously. I forgot what comes next.
Probably a bullet in the head.
Joe Lawler on Wacky. Good morning, you're on the air.
Is Mike Griffin?
Yes.
You're a nerd.
Hey.
You're not.
Well, you know what you are.
That Wacky Talk Show.
You know what you are.
What?
You're a nerd. You know how I know that?
How?
Because only Well, I only a nerd would use the word nerd, see? And since we're both nerds, it's all right.
Nah, there's only one nerd.
Now, how long have you been waiting up to call in? Have you been waiting up, or this a spur-of-the-moment thing?
I didn't have to wait. Ain't nobody gonna call.
No, I mean, for the program to come on, did you just decide right now to call in and say that, or have you been waiting all day?
I was waiting a week to tell you that.
Waiting a week! Ladies and gentlemen, he's been waiting a week. Well, I've got something for you for that fine service. I'd like you to look at your radio, please. Wrong button, Mike. Well, we'll get him this time. We will get him this time. This is Wacky. Good morning. Hello? Come in once, twice, three times, you're out. What an exciting show this is. So many interesting callers. 583-8803-589-WAKY. Waiting diligently for your phone calls. Now, let's see. Big winners on TV game shows admit that life isn't so rosy after they pick up their thousands of dollars in cash and prizes. Half my friends and relatives are jealous, complains Michael Manning, a $50,000 a year grand champion winner on the Hollywood Squares. The jealousy has been a major disappointment to me, the 31-year-old Inquirer told the National Enquirer. The 31-year-old bachelor writer told the Inquirer, people just don't understand about heavy taxes on your winnings and the white elephant items that you get that often aren't saleable. I want enough stuff to furnish a mansion, but I live in a small one-bedroom apartment, so I am stuck. And that's the exciting thing that happens to you if you win. 583-8803-589-WACKY. Hello.
Hello, this is Lois.
Lois!
How are you doing?
Lois, I'm fine since you've called. It's a pleasure to hear your voice.
That is just great. I love television sometimes, but on Sundays, it's all sports. That's awful, isn't it?
You don't like TV on Sunday?
Well,
you'll have a few new choices this time.
You reckon?
Yes, Cos will be on ABC at 7 o'clock, Bill Cosby's comedy special.
They don't have to end today. I don't watch television that much at night.
Mm-hmm. Well, during the day, we'll have pretty much a rehash of what's been on before.
That's right.
Well, what's your favorite program of all time?
What's my favorite program? I really don't have one.
Of all... Not a favorite program? Even when you were a little kid, you didn't like Mickey Mouse?
Yeah, I guess that was okay.
Mm-hmm. And the Spin and Marty episodes on it? Do you remember Yancey Derringer?
No. Do you?
Vaguely.
Vaguely?
Yes.
Well.
Very, very, way back.
Way back.
I remember when Yancey Derringer was on, I had a little Derringer.
You did?
Yes, he used Greeny Stick'em caps.
Really?
Do you remember Greeny Stick'em caps?
Yes.
In Fanner 50s?
Yes.
Oh, far. That's really great.
Really?
Yes.
I like Mannix.
Mm-hmm.
They took it off. Play it some late at night.
Yeah, it was on this morning, I believe.
Oh, they got it in the morning time?
Yeah. Well, what do you think you'll watch on Monday night? Little House on the Prairie or Captain and Tennille?
Captain and Tennille.
The Captain and Tennille.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You don't like Little House on the Prairie?
It's okay.
Now, I'm leaving out Rhoda and Phyllis. I mustn't leave out Rhoda and Phyllis. You have those three choices.
Oh, yeah.
Plus whatever Channel 41 has on.
Okay.
And Channel 15. You ever watch educational TV?
I watch, what is that, thing that comes down every afternoon? Sesame Street?
Sesame Street.
Yeah, I gotta learn something somehow.
You watch that yourself?
Well, the boys does.
Yeah.
So I had to listen to it sometimes.
It's an entertaining show.
Oh, it's dumb.
Did you see the one with the two waiters? Come in on the right is the name of the game, go out on the left, and you'll never, whatever it is. You remember that one?
No.
They show them over and over again. Watch for that one. That's my favorite.
But that's your favorite.
Yes.
I'll see that the next time it comes on.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Okay, bye-bye.
Uh-huh. This is Wacky. Good morning. Hello.
Hello for you, nerd.
There's our friend again. I tell you what to do. Now, what the guy needs to do is practice these obscene phone calls. Well, it wasn't really obscene. A harassing phone call. We'll call it harassing. We'll call it what it is. These harassing phone calls. Call your relatives. Practice on your relatives. Practice on a friend. And when you can leave them crying on the other end of the phone, then give me a call back because you're ready for me. Because when you call this program, this is the big leagues. Remember that. This is Wacky. Hello. Hello. Goodbye. No one's there. This is Wacky. Good morning.
Herb?
Yes.
Herb?
Yes.
Is Herb Jeff calling?
This is whoever you'd like.
We're getting you good up here in Saskatchewan.
Well, that's great to hear.
Well, how's the weather down there?
Gee. Looks pretty good to me.
Herb?
Looks pretty good.
Looks good, huh?
Looks good.
Well, I've been getting over some surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband's doing better. And we just wanted to say hi to all our nightcapper friends.
Oh, that's sure exciting.
God bless you, Herb. God bless you.
Here's my husband. He wants to talk. Just a second.
Hello, Herb.
Hello, husband.
Well, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine.
Well, I got your newsletter this month.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yes. Yes, I was real happy to receive it. I just got out of the hospital. Yeah, just got over from surgery. I had a wart.
Oh, I tell you, I've got just the thing that'll fix you up.
What is?
Well, all you have to do is bend over your radio. That's called a beating, ladies and gentlemen. We just beat the fellow. Got to beat the demons out of him. That's right. This is Wacky. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine.
You've got quite a show.
Of course. It's always quite a show.
You change your name to Herb, huh?
That's right. Well, I'm whoever you want. I'm not particular.
There's no more nightcap show coming out of WHAS anymore, you know.
All music, all the time.
Right. All music, all night. Now, we were talking about television, right? I mean, you're talking about television.
Well, I'm talking about anything.
Are you talking about anything? Well, I don't know if people down here in Louisville got it, but in early TV, you know, back in the 48s, 47s, wrestling was the big thing. And I'll never forget the greatest wrestler of all of that time was...
Gorgeous George.
No, Antonino Rocco.
Ah.
He, in fact, he was the first to come out on the mat barefooted.
Hmm.
And he introduced the backbreaker. And that he'd wipe out all his opponents with that.
Well, what you need to do is call up and talk to Johnny Randolph sometime. He knows all about wrestling. He's been beat up by wrestlers. He's a sheik. And he knows, he emcees the wrestling matches every week over at Louisville Gardens, and he's the one to talk to about that.
Oh, certainly.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Now, of course, the most colorful wrestler of all time is Gorgeous George.
Gorgeous George was a very good wrestler.
Very colorful, too.
Yes.
With his blonde hair.
His white hair.
Well, white hair, whatever. Long, in the days before it was fashionable to be long.
You know, this must be a good TV movie, and I just saw the, on television, the preview. It looked like Elizabeth Taylor, that there's supposed to be some movie on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
And I imagine it must be a new movie because I don't remember seeing it. I think it's called, I don't remember.
Well, which will you watch, Captain Antonio, Little House on the Prairie, or Rhoda and Phyllis?
Not neither.
The TV will be off.
The TV, is that all it's going to be on?
Well, on Monday night at 7, between 8 and 9, rather. Those are the programs.
Well, I have the new TV Guide 4 preview.
Yes, that's what I have right here. I'm holding it in my hand.
Now you're saying what time?
Between 8 and 9 o'clock, 8 and 9 o'clock on Monday night.
All right, 8 and 9 o'clock.
Captain Antonio, Rhoda, Phyllis, and Little House on the Prairie.
Right, Monday there is a movie on at 8 o'clock. It's called Airport 75.
That's this Monday.
That's where I will be.
That's this Monday. I'm talking about after this, when the new season premieres.
Oh.
Airport 75 does sound like a winner. What channel?
Channel 3.
I'll be looking forward to it.
Yeah, they got Ralph Bellamy. They got a lot of good people. And Charles Heston.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they're going to have a Monday night movie on a Monday.
Yes, on NBC. Monday night at the movies.
No, I mean every Monday.
Right, that's what it says. Monday night at the movies. Between 9 and 11 o'clock.
So that's where I will be.
Oh, that's a good place to be. Thank you for calling.
Okay, bye.
This is Wacky. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine. How are you?
Yes, fine.
And what part of the city are you calling from?
Pardon?
Where are you calling from?
From Louisville.
Whereabouts?
Oh, Brownsboro Road.
Brownsboro Road.
Right.
Okay.
I was listening to your all discussions on the fall TV show lineup. And I see you're taking a poll as to what people like to watch on Monday evening.
Yes. That seems to be the ones that people are most familiar with.
Really?
Yes.
Well,
because Captain and Tennille, you turn the TV on, all you see are commercials for Captain and Tennille.
Right. I think it's going to be a hit, though.
I can't miss with Tony Tennille.
Well, she's a fox.
She is.
She certainly is. She's a very personable person.
Yes.
And
so it's a question between morality with Little House on the Prairie or lust with Captain and Tennille. That's for the men, at least.
Well, I think she comes on with a little bit of... she comes off pretty clean, too. She seems to be kind of old-fashioned where her marriage is concerned. And I think in that way she's going to appeal to both generations.
Mm-hmm.
I think, though, the comedy situations need to be overhauled. I think All in the Family is disgusting, really.
Yes, it has gotten that way.
It really has. To me, comedy, you're supposed to be entertained. And they need more shows like... Well, I enjoy MASH.
Yeah, have you watched... Yeah, MASH is good. Have you watched The Honeymooners on Channel 41
at
night?
Love it.
Isn't that great?
That is so funny.
Now, have you noticed the similarity between Ralph Cramden and Archie Bunker?
Right.
And also the Flintstones and the Honeymooners.
Right, right. Now that, but they're funny, you know. They don't sit there and just drum on bigotry or, you know, racialism or anything like that.
Right, it's slapstick comedy.
Right, or the old Dick Van Dyke Show. There, that was entertaining.
Yeah, you know. Well, you can watch that every morning.
Right.
What is it, Channel 11? Is that what it's on?
I believe so.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, you know, they entertain people without, you know, really insulting anybody. It was just like you said, you know, just pure entertainment where, you know, you laugh at your mistakes.
Right.
And two shows that I really enjoyed, one of them they did take off, was Joe Forrester. And they did renew one, the Blue Knight. I like George Kennedy. I think he has a lot to do with the show as far as getting his personality across.
Now, what about the commercials and previews you've seen of the new shows coming on in the fall? Which one of those do you think you would like the most?
Really, to tell you the truth, outside of Captain Tennille, really, none of them have really caught my eye.
Mm-hmm.
They all seem to be the same, you know, stereotype. I was waiting really for the Bionic Baby to come on. I thought for sure that they'd cancel the $6 million man and the Bionic Woman. I just thought that was purely ridiculous.
Well, I'm sure they'll have it.
You think so?
I think they'll have the Bionic Baby.
Or the Bionic Dog or Cat or something.
Yes, they'll probably, the Bionic Man and Woman will get together and they'll make love better than anybody's ever done it before. And faster, too, so fast that they'll take the slow motion camera and you'll just barely be able to see it.
Right, right. I'll tell you, Shel, you were asking if anybody watches the educational station, and I do frequently. I like Masterpiece Theater.
Mm-hmm.
And I enjoy Sesame Street. I like Oscar.
Yes, Oscar.
That's my favorite.
That's my nickname for my little girl when she doesn't clean up her room.
Uh-oh.
So
oh, my goodness.
Now people have to watch Sesame Street if they don't, to find out about Oscar.
Right. I think that's a very likable show.
Now, what about the Sunday Night Mystery Movie with Columbo, McCloud, McMillan, and Quincy?
I like McCloud. I think he's kind of funny, and I like McMillan.
Now, have you seen that?
I'm glad that they're taking Susan St. James off, though.
Have you seen the previews for Quincy?
No, I haven't.
Well, Quincy is a medical examiner. He works down in the morgue examining corpses, and he turns detective. He finds detective work more stimulating than examining the corpses, so he finds himself getting his hands into the crime-solving aspect whenever there's a corpse coming to him.
Sounds good.
Doesn't it sound exciting?
I'll tell you a show that sounds like it might come off real good, too, is the Tony Randall Show, where he's to be a judge.
Mm-hmm.
And he is, you know, really funny because he's such a methodical person. That I have a feeling that's going to be really a hit.
Yeah, that'll be on, what, Thursday night at 9?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
Opposite Hawaii 5-0?
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, I kind of enjoyed that show, too.
Now, what about the Waltons?
Sometimes I like it and sometimes I don't.
I think it's great. You have a depression family living back there where they're supposed to not have anything. Everybody's flat broke and they're living better than people do today.
Well, for living where they're supposed to live in, what you call them, mountain, and your mountain people are really what you call the poorest folk that exist.
Yeah.
And they make it seem sometimes too icky sweet to be true.
They've got a nice house.
Right, everybody's ready to retreat to the mountains.
That's right. When they need a few bucks, there's always something to do to get a few bucks.
Look to the mountains.
Now, that's what I call authenticity.
Right.
That really is.
Now, Little House on the Prairie sometimes can be good. Of course, the people on there are very personable. I like Karen Grassel, and I do like Michael Landon. And the kids on there are kind of cute, too. But sometimes it can get a little icky.
So what's your overall impression of TV, good or bad?
I'd say really not too good.
Not too good?
Not really.
Maybe not really bad.
But not that bad. I just think, I think more so than anything, the comedy situation has gotten to be ridiculous.
Okay, then thank you for calling.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. W-A-K-Y, the numbers. Good morning.
Hello, Bill. This is Big Louie.
Big Louie.
Yeah.
That's original.
Yeah, I'm talking about nice.
Well, what about the new TV series? The new ones that are coming on TV?
Oh, like Charlie's Angels and all that?
Like Charlie's Angels. Like Baa Black Sheep.
Oh, that show? I like that show.
Well, you haven't seen it yet. You don't know
well,
for sure.
I still like it.
From the previews.
Well, I like Robert Conner. He's pretty good actor, and I like him because he's a boxer, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think it'll be a good show. It'll make it.
Yeah. Now, what do you think about these shows like All in the Family, situation comedies like that?
That's okay, but I really don't like that much. My sister, you know, she's crazy about that show.
Mm-hmm. Have you watched Mary Hartman?
Yeah, it's kind of corny.
Did you watch it from the very first, or did you pick it up mid-season?
Well, I heard everybody talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I said it was stupid because they took my favorite show off it used to be on. I forget. It was some show. I forget the name of it, but...
Your favorite show?
Yeah.
And you forget the name of it?
Well, mid-season, I turned over. Well, I said to myself, well, I might as well turn it over to what it's like. So I turned it over and I liked it. And I started watching it. So I only got half the season.
Of Mary Hartman?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, Mary Hartman started out to be a spoof on soap operas. And if you ask me, it turned into a soap opera. And I quit watching it. I am a Mary Hartman dropout.
Did y'all change the times for the talk show?
Yes, it's now on at 2 o'clock.
Oh, well, good.
Do you like it at 2?
Yeah, it's a lot earlier.
Nobody knows that it's on at 2.
I know. I turned my radio on the other night about 5 after 3 and heard somebody playing Elton John.
That's a good record to play at 5 after 3. I may even do it myself. On the other hand, I may not.
Oh, yeah. Will you play after the show goes off? Will you play Shannon for me?
Shannon?
Yeah.
Yes. Now, you know, the true story behind Shannon is he went swimming out in the ocean. The dog Shannon went swimming out in the ocean and the shark got him.
Well, you gotta be kidding.
That's true. I just made that. It's true.
I thought he drifted out to sea.
Well, I put a new twist to the story.
Oh.
Have a good night.
Okay.
This is Wacky. Hello.
Who is this?
Who is this? This is Mike.
Is this Bill?
Griffin.
Huh?
Mike.
Mike.
Griffin.
Hi, Mike.
Hi. Who's this?
Doug.
Doug, yeah. Where are you calling from?
Huh?
Where are you calling from? What part of the city?
Louisville.
What part of Louisville?
Pleasure Ridge.
Pleasure Ridge Park.
Yeah.
Alias PRP.
Yeah.
Nobody's ever been able to tell me why they named it Pleasure Ridge Park. I learned that Valley Station was Valley Station because there used to be a train station out there in the valley.
Uh-huh.
And Hikes Point is Hikes Point because that's a place where they'd stop off when they were hiking out wherever.
Well...
But nobody could tell me why Pleasure Ridge Park is called Pleasure Ridge Park.
Wait a minute. I know somebody that knows why they named it Pleasure Ridge.
Who?
Oh, lady. Wait a minute.
All right.
All right, hey. Hold on.
There was this ridge, and everybody had pleasure on it when they parked.
Pleasure on the ridge when they parked? Is there really a ridge out there?
Yeah.
Where at? Whereabouts?
I don't know, huh?
Where is the ridge?
I don't know.
Well, ask your mother.
Hey, where was the ridge?
I'll never tell.
She'll never tell.
Mate, I better not say this.
What?
I'm not going to say it, but...
Oh, come on, what were you
maybe,
gonna say?
Maybe, well, I'll say this. Maybe she had some pleasure out on the ridge herself.
Uh-huh.
What I was going to suggest is perhaps you came along shortly after.
Huh?
Never mind, forget it.
Oh.
What about the new TV shows? And what about the old TV shows?
Eh.
That's a good comment.
Yeah.
I think it sums up my feelings as well.
Yeah.
Really?
There's a bunch of dumb ones on there.
What school are you in this year?
Dolph.
Is that out in Pleasure Ridge Park or somewhere else?
No, it's down Dolph. I don't know.
Well, I was wondering if you are you getting bussed?
No.
Not getting bussed?
No.
Uh-huh.
When I get bussed, I'm going to quit.
You're going to quit when you get bussed?
Yeah.
Why?
A little night school or something.
Don't you like to go riding? People don't like to go riding in this town.
Not down there, I don't.
People used to like to go riding and see the sights and everything, but they don't like it anymore. I don't understand it. Well, I wish you well, and I hope things go well for you.
Okay,
have a good night. 583-8803-589-WACKY. Hello.
There's a show that I'm looking forward to this fall.
What's that?
It's the new TBRV.
That's right.
Did you know they're bringing it back?
No, wait a minute. I'm confusing it with Howdy Doody.
No,
what
TBRV.
On Channel 11?
Howdy Boys and Girls.
Who's going to be the host?
Same people.
Randy Atcher?
Randy and Cack are coming back.
And Cactus Tom Brooks?
Right.
Gosh.
They're going to be back with the whole gang and their little ukuleles and a cake.
On Channel 11?
Right.
At 9?
No, I don't know if it's going to be in the morning or in the afternoon.
Wow. That's right. They had two versions, one in the morning and one in the afternoon.
Yeah, there was the one that went, we'll see you now tomorrow at 9. But before that,
yeah,
see you tomorrow, however it went.
Well, that's great that Randy and Cack are getting back on TV.
Isn't that fine?
That is. That really is.
We're adding the Magic Forest back on, and we'll just...
Oh, that would be too much to expect.
Tomfoolery and...
Where did you learn that?
I can't remember where I heard it. I'm pretty sure it's for real, though. I mean, I haven't seen any promos for it or anything yet. But I'm trying to think where I heard it. I read it somewhere.
Randy Atcher's been working for a real estate company since...
And
the show went on.
Cack's been selling cars or something, I think.
I was thinking about trying to get a hold of Randy Atcher about a year ago when I was doing the show and see if he'd like to come on and answer questions that people would like to ask him about TBRV or anything.
Have everybody that's our age call in and ask if they remembered us.
Now, were you on TBRV when you were
little? No, I never was. Were you?
No, I missed it, too. I wanted to be on there so much, but... Never made it.
There were kids in my neighborhood that were we were all so jealous of them.
I imagine.
Because they got to be on and we didn't.
That's something to be jealous of. That's something that people can be proud of today, to say that they were on TBRV and sat on Randy Atcher or Cack's knee.
Now, what would even be neater would be if they brought back the old one and reran them and we could sit down and watch our friends.
Yeah. But another show coming back is Howdy Doody.
Oh, really?
That'll be in syndication. I live in Clark County, and they've got cable. And it's going to be on the cable out of Indianapolis.
With the original people and stuff?
Yeah, with the original
Buffalo
people. Buffalo Bob. Yeah, they'll have a different Clarabelle, of course, because that was, what's his name, Captain Kangaroo.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He played Clarabelle?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
That's true.
I'll be.
Absolutely. But Howdy Doody will be there. I think they're going to use the original puppet they used on the original series.
Flubberdubber and... Mr. Bluster. Phineas T. Bluster.
Yeah. Now, the bad thing about all these being on in the afternoon is I won't get to see them. Unless I call in sick.
Assuming that you work.
Yes, I do work.
Well, it was nice talking to you.
It was nice talking to you, and thank you for that wonderful information. That's made my morning.
Bye.
That'll hold me through the next week. 583-8803-589. Wacky, hello.
Hello, Mike.
Hello.
This is Evil.
Eagle.
Evil.
Evil.
Yeah.
Why Evil?
Well, I didn't hang that name on me.
Why?
I didn't. The people up at Warner hung that on me.
Why do they call you Evil?
Because, I don't know, a boy named Elton stuck that name on me when I was playing football at Warner.
The amazing thing about Evil is it is Live spelled backwards.
It is what?
Live, L-I-V. When you turn it around, you have Evil, E-V-I-L.
Yeah.
Yes, well, that's a little... Well, sidelight, another thing, if you look up the spelling of secretary, you'll see that the first part of the word is secret. Then they put airy on the end, implying that you ladies who are secretaries should not gossip about what your bosses do. But what about the new TV shows?
Well, I ain't been watching too much television.
Well, what about the old TV shows? They turned you off, and that's why you don't watch TV.
Yeah, that's about the truth.
Are you looking forward to the rebirth of TBRV?
Of what?
TBRV.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, that's too bad. That's...
The only thing I watched on television was Bob Dylan concert.
Yeah. Hard Rain's Gonna Fall. I missed it. I noticed on Channel 15 the other night, though, they had a rerun of the Kennedy-Nixon debates.
Nixon? What is that?
The Kennedy-Nixon debates, when Richard Nixon ran for the presidency against John Kennedy. They had debates on TV.
Oh.
And they played the films on Channel 15. It was interesting.
I don't think our television has ever been on Channel 15.
See, you're missing a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff. I bet if they had sex education films, that more people would watch. That's what they need to have.
Yeah.
Well, what would you like to see on TV besides sex education films?
I don't know. I'd like to see more movies that they show at the drive-in on television.
Well, on NBC's big event, they're going to have some great things. Wait a minute, let me find the list again. Not really all that many things. Earthquake, Gone with the Wind.
Yeah, the Earthquake I'd like to see.
Not Gone with the Wind. Gone with the Wind was kind of dull.
I've never seen it. And just from the name, I don't want to see it.
I'll give you this advice. Don't pay to see it. Watch it on TV if you want to see it. Don't pay to see it. It's not worth it.
I wouldn't pay to see it anyway.
Have a good night.
I will.
This is Wacky. Hello.
Hey, Dizzy. What takes you so long to answer a phone?
Wow. I had my hands tied.
Huh?
Had my hands tied. What do you think about the new TV shows?
What I think about them?
You don't think very much about them, do you?
You don't think very much at all, do you?
I knew you were going to say that. See, I've got these psychic powers.
Psychic powers.
That's right.
Why don't you change your body then if you got psychic powers?
Psychic powers. I'll tell you what I'm going to do.
Look at you. You look like a noodle.
A noodle?
Yeah.
Well, I've got this oil boiling here, especially for you. We're going to lure you into this oil. It's known as boiling in oil. What a terrible thing he said. Wasn't that a terrible thing? This is Wacky. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing good.
I heard you had a really bad call tonight.
Oh, that's the only kind to have.
Yeah.
These guys got to practice up, though.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question. Did you, when you all had a subject, did you have better response?
When we had a subject.
Yeah, you know, like a certain subject you're talking about. Did you have a better response?
Not particularly.
You didn't? Oh, I thought you would, because I tell you, it's really hard to just call somebody up and just talk about anything.
Why? Why is it hard to talk about anything? You're talking about something now.
Yeah, but we're talking about a subject. You know, I think it'd be better if you had something, you know, to talk about.
All right, well, we will talk about what would be a good thing to talk about.
Well, see, that's what you could do, since, you know, you said without this... You said once before, without this job, you know.
We'll talk about the hunger in the world.
Oh.
Now, isn't that stimulating?
Not really.
See, now, the way it is now, you can talk about anything you want. As a matter of fact, we sort of have a subject tonight in TV.
What'd you say this now?
I said we have a subject about TV tonight.
Yeah, are you talking about the fall previews?
Yes.
Hmm. Well, what can you say about them? It's just like any other season. They'll be on for a few weeks and canceled.
Canceled?
That's right.
Now, of the programs that came on in 1975, how many of them would you say that you liked that they canceled?
Joe Forrester. Not too many of them.
Well, there were a couple early in the year that were just on for a few weeks, like Beacon
like
Hill.
Head, that was ridiculous.
Oh, I didn't watch that. Beacon Hill and Kate McShane I was watching.
Wasn't Beacon Hill something like a soap opera?
It was like a soap opera.
Yeah.
But you get hooked on it, and that's all
like
of it.
Mary Hartman. That's the dumbest thing I ever saw in my life. It's unreal.
Mary Hartman has got kind of ill.
I mean, I don't see how it succeeded, you know. Not even come close.
I don't either.
Seen it. I heard you say you've watched it. You said it was going to start out to be a squeaky soap opera and turned out to be a soap opera or something like that.
Well, it started out to be a spoof on soap operas.
Yeah, something like that.
A comical soap opera, but it turned into just a sob story. Mary Hartman started crying every night.
Well, I heard this. I didn't read it or nothing like that. I just heard it. I heard it that she was busted for drugs.
Yes, cocaine.
Huh?
Cocaine. She was trying to buy a dollhouse, and they wouldn't take her credit card or something. So she started making a big fuss, and the lady who owned the store called the police. They came down, found that she had had some parking violations against her. They took her downtown, searched her, and found some cocaine, which she said came from a fan of hers who was, what was the deal? Well, anyway, she was trying to help this fan off drugs or something, and the fan, she was holding it, and she was going to throw it away.
And they believe that?
Well, they didn't believe it. She's on probation now.
So she's able to continue the show and all that?
Yes.
That's wild.
Now, for people interested in provocative-sounding shows, now this title is very provocative. It's coming on Wednesday night on CBS. It'll be Channel 11 at 8:30, Ball 4. Now, that's a provocative-sounding title if you're interested in that kind of thing.
Yeah, I was reading the fall previews, earlier today. I got the TV guide. And that's one of the shows that definitely don't think it's going to make it either.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you like the violence on TV? Would you like to see them take the violence off?
I don't bother me.
You have no feeling whatsoever on the violence?
I mean, if it's good, it's good. If it's not,
All right. Thank you for calling.
All right, thank you.
Uh-huh. This is Wacky. Hello.
Hello there.
Hello.
This is Zip.
Zzzz.
Yeah. This being a year of spinoffs and stuff, I'm just, calling to let everybody know there's going to be a show called, it's a spinoff on Channel 32. It's going to be the Angie Humphrey Show. And it's going to have her and Jim Lucas, and it's going to be solid commercials.
Solid commercials with Angie and Jim. That sounds
right.
Like Hey, that sounds like a winner.
Yeah, it probably will be. That's all you see, man, if you watch the news, like on Channel 32 News.
Mm-hmm. But Angie, doesn't she read that weather nicely?
Yeah, she does.
Oh, Angie.
But, that's all I got to say, man.
Well, I'd like to say that spinoffs make me sick. This is Wacky, hello.
Yeah, this is Cheryl.
Yes, Cheryl?
Okay, y'all are talking about the TV tonight?
Oh, we're talking about that, yes.
Okay, right. I'll tell you something I'm really looking forward to, because I really enjoyed it before. Is Rich Man, Poor Man, Book 2.
Rich Man, Poor Man, Book 2.
Uh-huh.
I didn't see Book 1.
Oh, hey, it was great. It really was. I really thought it was exciting, too.
Mm.
And let's see. What was that stuff on Monday night?
Monday night.
Yeah.
Monday night, The Captain and Tennille, Rhoda and Phyllis, or Little House on the Prairie. What are you going to watch?
The choice of them, since they're taking Joe off of Rhoda, I'd say Captain and Tennille.
The Captain and Tennille.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you like the captain?
Of course.
Do you think he looks like a degenerate? I mean, he sits there with that funny look on his face.
No, he's got puppy dog eyes. He does. Of course, you wouldn't notice that, right?
I wouldn't notice that, but I did notice Tennille.
Oh, well.
I did notice her.
You would. Well, I don't know. I wish they'd bring some of the old Saturday morning shows back.
Like what? Fireball XL5, right?
That was good.
Wasn't that great? Steve Zodiac, Venus, the Professor, and Zuni Lazoon, and the robot.
What I really liked was like Fury,
Yes.
Got that big horse, or even Mighty Mouse. I really liked
it. No, I couldn't take Mighty Mouse. It was too opera for me. Too much opera.
I think I could survive with Captain Cool and the cons, though.
Wow, all those great shows. Fury, My Friend Flicka.
Sky King.
Do you remember Pip the Piper?
Who?
Pip the Piper.
That might have been before my time.
Pip the Piper, 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 Pip the Piper, Piper, Piper. I lived in Daytona Beach, Florida. This would be about 1960, I'll say, approximately then.
Yeah.
The only station that came in was Channel 2. It was NBC. Came on the air at 9 o'clock on Saturday morning. And the only thing I could watch was stupid Pip the Piper Pipe.
It sounds familiar, but I don't think it's one of my better shows.
And then Sherry Lewis came on after that. Another show I couldn't stand. And then the cartoons Rough and Ready. What about Rough and Ready?
Who?
Rough and Ready.
Rough and Ready.
Rough the dog and Ready the cat.
Oh. Well, I don't know. I like Sherry Lewis. I really think it's I love Lamb Chop.
I couldn't stand Lamb Chop. I hate to tell you that.
Oh,
I don't even like to eat Lamb Chops.
Oh, God. Well, what's wrong with these dummies calling and saying they don't like Mary Hartman?
Well, I don't like Mary Hartman either.
Oh, no. You don't mean that.
I mean it. I started out and I loved Mary Hartman. And then Mary Hartman started crying and getting sick on her show every night.
All housewives do. Men drive nuts. They really do.
My wife doesn't do that.
Oh, now you're not home, are you?
It must be her fantastic husband.
I don't think so. I think maybe she's crying right now.
She wouldn't do that.
Well, you never know. Like, wives don't like to cry in front of their husbands anyway.
Now, are you married?
Of course, and I cry all the time.
Do you really?
No, just half the time.
Where's your husband at right now?
Well, he's right next to me asleep.
He's asleep?
Yeah, he's got to get up at 4:30.
Well, I tell you what I'm going to do.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure there's somebody out there that recognizes your voice, knows you and your husband. I'm going to call upon that person to inform your husband of the fact that you cry at home all the time.
Oh, he knows it.
And what is his reaction?
Oh, he sympathizes.
Well, why do you cry? There must be a reason.
Because I'm married. Why else?
Well, I mean, what about being married? Aren't you happy?
Oh, that has nothing to do with it, does it? Do you really want to know?
I don't know. Does your husband drives you up the wall, huh?
That's exactly right.
How does he go about it? How does he start?
He's a cop. That's how it starts.
You're running down our police department.
Well, somebody's got to.
Did you hear our car 54 joke?
What is it?
Well, it was on a little while ago. I don't want to bore people, but I'll tell it again since you didn't hear it. What's black?
I was watching the magician.
Oh, that's a mistake. Now, there's a show that was really a mistake.
Oh, really? I don't think so.
The joke is, what is black and white with two nuts inside and a cherry on top?
Are you serious?
That's the joke.
That's pretty funny.
Do you know the answer?
Well, I suppose it's what you just said.
Black and white?
Uh-huh. With two nuts inside.
They
have a cherry on top.
Yes.
I guess, well, the car 54, is that what you're talking about?
It's a police car, yes.
Well, thank
you. Any police car, except now the Louisville police cars are white.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, I think they are.
Huh.
I haven't seen one recently.
Well, as long as I don't get stopped by one, you know, I really don't care.
Have you ever been stopped by the police?
Yeah, for an inspection sticker.
And you tell them your husband is one of the boys and they wave bye-bye?
It didn't work that time. Usually it does, but found out my husband was stopped before.
Do you have a Fraternal Order of Police sticker on your car?
Yeah, on the back.
Yeah, you ought to get one. They help out. Get stopped for a speeding ticket.
Yeah, they help every once in a while.
Make sure you have a little police card there next to your driver's license.
Oh, really?
Well, you have all the protection, and there's nothing, no more advice I can offer you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wish there was.
Would you cry a little for us before you go?
Huh?
Would you cry a little for us before you go?
No, I can't. Tomorrow night, maybe.
Why, I tell you what. Why don't you tape record it and send it in, and I'll play it on this very program.
Oh, great. It really sounds good, too. It's original.
I'll bet.
Okay, well, it was nice talking to you.
All right.
Okay,
this is Wacky. Hello.
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 Who is this?
This is Wacky, Mike Griffin.
Hello, this is Bill.
Bill who?
Bill, the radio pager.
The radio pager. All right. All right, Bill, what do you think of the new TV shows?
Well, I got two can't-miss shows.
What?
Charlie's Angels, and are you familiar with What's Happening?
What's Happening? No, I'm not.
It's a black situation comedy with a different format. It came on Thursday nights, ran three consecutive weeks right after Welcome Back, Connor.
Mm-hmm.
That was very good. And, of course, Charlie's Angels can't miss because of Farrah Fawcett Majors.
I don't see what's happening on here.
I don't think it's going to be on. I think it was just a preview.
But they should have.
Yeah, they should have. Yes, definitely. Yeah. Definitely.
I saw the pilot on Charlie's Angels. Did you see it?
Uh-huh, sure did.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, all of us members of the Farrah Fawcett Majors fan club will definitely tune in.
Yes. Now, obviously, you're watching the program because of the young lady and some value you get from seeing her. Now, how do you feel about the Captain and Tennille show?
Well, like the person that called in before, I like their music, but their comedy routines and skits just need a little improvement, I think.
Well, what about Tennille?
She's definitely a terrific singer.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, the Captain, you know, they're different. And it's what everybody needed, what everybody wanted, and that's why they clicked.
Now, do you think the Captain looks funny?
No, not at all.
Okay. Well, I've got to do this survey on the Captain, if people think he looks funny or not. Thank you for calling.
Okay.
Uh-huh. This is Wacky. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Do you think the Captain looks funny?
The Captain Kangaroo, that's my favorite television show of all time.
You like Captain Kangaroo?
Yeah.
And I suppose Mr. Green Jeans is your favorite character.
He's all right, but I like Dancing Bear the most, I think.
Oh, Dancing Bear's great. And Bunny Rabbit.
And Tom Terrific and his wonder dog, Mighty Manfred.
Yes, now who is the bad guy on that?
Crabby Appleton.
Crabby Appleton, that's correct.
I haven't seen that for 15 years of it.
When I was a little kid, there was an old lady who lived across the street, and whenever you'd try to walk on the walkway that was out for the public to use around her yard, she would holler and scream, and we nicknamed her Krabby Appleton.
And I guess that one, I don't really watch television that much, but I think that one I used to watch, and I used to like My Mother the Car.
Oh, yeah.
With Jerry Van Dyke.
And Ann Southern is the car.
Uh-huh.
The voice of the car.
Uh-huh.
And I like that.
That was, I think it was a Model T, a real old antique.
Yeah, but they take all the good shows off.
They sure do.
They do.
Is that what you're talking about? I turn on the talk show. It usually comes on at 3, and I just turned it on, and it was already talking.
Yeah, well, we changed it around. It comes on at 2 now.
2?
2, yes. This is the fall season. It comes on at 2.
I didn't hear you because it went beep when you said 2.
The fall season, yes.
Our new fall. What do you come on at 2 and go off at 3, huh?
Right.
I got 5 more hours before I'm off work.
It's exciting. All right, what kind of work do you do?
I sit here most of the night, and I work on a switchboard. There's 6 girls work here in the daytime, and I come in at midnight, and I work from midnight to 8 all by myself.
And all that's left is a faint smell of perfume in the air.
Yeah. When it gets mixed, though, it gets pretty bad.
That's terrible. You ought to send them all a bottle of musk.
Yeah.
That way you come in, you get turned on every night.
I don't know what happens when I come here. I think my cologne must clash.
And if you don't have anything to do, you can go to the restroom.
Yeah, yeah. So I can't even do it. There's a sink back here. I use the sink.
That's terrible. That's terrible. Have a good night.
Yeah, I'll see you later.
All right. This is Wacky. Hello.
Mike?
Yes.
I've never called before.
Oh, well, then it's your first time on the air.
Yeah.
Little first-time applause. Consider yourself welcomed.
You were talking about the TV show?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think the good one's going to be Gemini Man.
Gemini Man, where he only has 15 minutes to be invisible?
Yeah.
Why?
I just like Ben Murphy.
I hate to say it, but I think it looks like a turkey.
Well, I won't get to see it anyway.
Why?
I gotta go take a GED class.
Well, what year did you drop out?
Huh?
What year did you quit school? No, I mean, what year? Junior, senior, sophomore, or before?
I quit after I got out of the 8th grade.
Well, that's before.
I quit when I was 15.
So now you want to get your GED. What do you want? Need it for a job, or?
That's the only way I'm going to get a job.
Mm-hmm. Have you watched the GED programs on Channel 15?
I watched one the other day.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty easy.
Yeah. Well, it looks like a good program. I've watched it a time or two. It's entertaining, anyway.
Oh, do you remember someone sending you a rubber kidney?
Yes!
That was my brother.
Your brother sent me the rubber kidney.
Yeah. That was when you were talking about Jack the Ripper or something.
Do you know there's a guy down here?
A guy?
A guy down here who's on the board of the Kidney Foundation here in Kentucky, and he hasn't signed the donor's blank on his driver's license to donate his kidneys? You think that's disgusting? That's disgusting.
It's strange.
Yes, I've been talking to the boy, trying to get him to do it. But he just can't bring himself to sign it.
You mean he's one of the people in the foundation?
He's on the board. It's hypocrisy is what it is. Just hardcore hypocrisy.
I think he's chicken.
He is chicken. What he thinks is going to be in a wreck, and he's going to have a 1 chance in 100 of living. And the doctor's going to say, we need his kidney for somebody else. And they're going to cut it out, and he's going to be gone, but... If they'd have left him alone, he would have lived. That's what he thinks.
Maybe he knows something we don't know about that.
Could be. Well, thank you for calling.
Okay.
79 WAKY Louisville. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
This is the Wizard of Oz.
The Wizard of Oz.
And I guess you got a few minutes, but I heard you talking about old TV shows and everything else like that. It's really good. Some of my favorite shows are 60 Minutes for various reasons, reporting. Mike Wallace, so on.
Now, do you like Mike Wallace the best of the three on there?
Yeah, investigative reporting.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen the one on Chicago on the drug companies?
Yeah, I think I saw that, yeah, where they went and interviewed people.
Right, through the mirror, and then they were very legal about the whole thing. And
right.
It was really funny. But anyway, let's see, some of my earlier days when I first came to this country, old Ralph Cramden was in his heyday. And I used to watch that. That was an old Brooklyn family, you see.
Mm-hmm.
That was identification time. A lot of the shows came out of New York at that time. And I remember Soupy Sales. We'd all rush home to watch Soupy Sales, supposedly a kid's show.
Mm-hmm.
And he got tossed off the air for a number of reasons. And one time around New Year's time. He was on Tomorrow Show, Tom Snyder, the other night, and it was really entertaining to see him again. But New Year's Eve, he told all the kiddies to go into their parents' room after New Year's, take all the green stuff out of Daddy's pocket, and send it to him. And he got upwards of $400 in the mail, so they suspended him for a week or
That's
two.
That's great.
You know? But the one thing that kicked him off the air in New York, this is later than his shows, I guess, that were around the nation in the earlier 60s, late 50s, which he had a big kiddie show going. And in L.A., you know, these all surprise him. I can't tell all this stuff. If you can cut me off from it, I can tell you the joke that ended him in New York.
Well, I tell you what, go ahead and tell the story you're going to tell, because we're about to go off, and when I go off, you can tell me the joke.
Okay. Anyway, in L.A., they had a surprise where, you know, there was a door that opened up, and someone would come in, and they would just talk and all that. And they had this girl come in, naked from the waist up. You know, his crew on the set would do this to him all, you know, various times. So it was bleeped out, you know, and all, but it was live television. So it went over the air. So he got suspended for that and all that kind of stuff. So good night. Let's go off the air and tell you. Let me tell you the joke that killed him in New York.
All right. Do you think TV has gone downhill?
Oh, you better believe it. Man, I don't want to see Bigfoot and Bionic and Captain Tennille. You know, they have a one-hit record. Next thing, they got a hit TV show. And I look at them and I say, gee whiz, you know, I'm going to call up Bill and say, hey, Bill, let's get a TV show going.
I wouldn't mind seeing Tennille.
Well, yeah, it's okay, you know. But in terms of quality TV, William Buckley, okay?
Yes.
Firing Line.
Right.
Like to watch that.
That is good, isn't it?
Yeah.
I like that grin, that devilish grin, and that glow in his eye he gets when he makes a big point.
Yeah, and it's kind of a thing that you want to see. One day you'd like to be sitting in the chair opposite him, wondering what you could do with him. You know what I mean?
Right.
You sit there and say, oh, whoa, 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 whoa. Something like that.
You said you came from another country. What country?
Yeah, I was born in Ireland.
Ireland?
Yeah.
How old were you when you came over?
I was 12 years old.
Uh-huh. What about what's going on over in Ireland now?
Oh, man, you're getting a long thing. I was born in the Republic of Ireland in six counties, which are up in the northern portion, of course, under British rule. That was something that was foreign to me, except for my father was in the IRA when he was a younger man. And I can remember, I guess you're going off the air, but I can remember hidden behind a cupboard as a kid, I found a Thompson machine gun. And I can remember my dad explaining to me that it was a toy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And my dad is since dead. My mother always remembered that, and she reminds me it was a real Thompson machine gun. And he did spend some time in concentration camps back in the late 20s, early 30s in Ireland.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
But it was funny. It was there with the little old round thing, the round magazine and all that kind of stuff. Very heavy.
You think they'll get their problems worked out over there?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
You think it'll come soon?
It takes time. Everything takes time. And I guess we're all in a hurry to get something done. But that situation, it'll work out.
There's some good signs right now with the peace marches and everything.
Right. But I think the culmination of the whole thing will be the island itself of Ireland,
mm-hmm.
will have to be totally the Republic of Ireland. There will be no British influence in the six counties. And I think that the people can get together and get that island one. See, that's the main thing of the IRA, a nation once again. They have songs about it and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, they will. One day they will.
Well, I hope so. Well, hold on, and you can tell me that joke, and
okay. Maybe
I'll figure out a way to relay it over the air.
It'll be difficult.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
Okay.
This is 79 WAKY Louisville, where more things are happening. That's why more people listen. Wacky's Big Ticket is coming. Look for it in Sunday's supplement of the newspaper, Courier Journal and Times. It's coming up this Sunday, so watch for it. It can mean big, big bucks. So until next time, next Friday morning, same time, same station, this is your old radio friend, Mike Griffin.